Well, here's a question for you. How would you like to say farewell to the state income tax? My next guest thinks we should do exactly that. State Representative Bob Janetsky is a Republican from Saugatuck, the 80th District. He has introduced House Bill 4898, which Representative Janetsky calls the Taxpayer Freedom Act. It would allow voters to decide whether to amend the state constitution and keep the state income tax or get rid of it. Representative Janetsky joins us now from Saugatuck. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
What is it about Michigan's current tax system that you believe is not working?
Well, I'm not going to say it's necessarily not working in the sense that it's bringing in money. It's working in that sense. On the same token, the challenge is the effort to be competitive with all the states that are vying for small businesses and jobs nationwide. If you look at some of the states that right now are doing without an income tax, they're doing quite well as far as meeting their state budget obligations and landing new jobs and businesses. If you throw on top of that the fact that under some of the more recent federal regulations, a lot of businesses are being encouraged to remain small businesses, basically 49 employees or under, a lot of those type of businesses are going to be mobile, agile, meaning that the owner is going to look at the best possible deal for him or her, and I think I want us to be one of those states where they're going to be looking at, and without a state income tax, I think we could be definitely one of those opportunities.
So what about the more than $8 billion hole that wiping out the income tax would leave in the state budget?
Well, obviously, if we're going to get rid of the personal income tax, there would have to be some form of replacement. I'm open to discussion, but the one that keeps coming up or seems to be most popular among a lot of the voters that I've talked to, a lot of people would like to see a shift to a consumption tax, so more of an increase in sales tax. And if you recall, a couple of years ago, there was a big move for the fair tax movement or the flat tax movement. A lot of those people seem to be looking at House Bill 4898 with a lot of intrigue.
Representative, what do you say to those who do worry that eliminating the state income tax will chop away even more state dollars? What do you say to them?
Yeah, I would completely understand their concerns, and given the lost decade that we've just had as far as jobs and as far as the state economy, I think everybody is going to be concerned whenever you talk about any aspect of state revenues. But again, I cite that when we eliminated the Michigan business tax, we almost instantaneously saw increases in sales tax revenue and then obviously personal income tax revenue because there are more jobs coming in. I'm going to tell them that I'm not going to up and hope that we get rid of all personal income tax and don't replace any penny of it. $8.3 billion is, you know, almost all but $2 billion of the state's general fund. That would be quite a bit of spending cuts, and a lot of people worry about that. Oh, do you have a list of $8.3 billion worth of spending cuts you're going to do to the state? No, not at all. We're looking at what I perceive to be a more fair way of gleaning sales tax or tax revenue in general. If you think about it, the personal income tax really hurts those who are fair and straight up with the state, the people who file their taxes, tell the state how much they're making, and then send in or maintain their regular records for that. We've got a lot of people who are earning cash or being paid under the table who could probably shoulder a little more or should be shouldering their part of the burden if they're not currently filing income tax. And then keep in mind, I live in a tourist area. We'd love to have, if we shift to more of a consumption tax, we'd love to have tourists fund a little more state government if we could. They use our roads and bridges and a lot of our infrastructure as well.
That $8.3 billion is a big chunk of money, and you admit that too. Isn't it a little, or more than a little bit, dangerous to propose wiping out that source without having substantial, solid things in place for making it up, as opposed to just, well, maybe we need to have a conversation?
Yeah, no, great question, Cindy. And they had a similar initiative on the ballot in Massachusetts, I believe in 2012, to eliminate the state income tax and replace it with a higher sales tax. And in fact, the voters shot that down. The voters there didn't want to do that. And so I think, well, one, I think the appropriate thing is to give the voters in Michigan a shot at taking a look at it. And I assume that there would be an appropriate, after the bill were to go through committee, I assume there would be an appropriate either replacement or an appropriate choice for voters to make. You know, do you want to eliminate the state income tax if it means this? And I think that's where the discussion would lead to. I don't think anybody's willing to just up and get rid of $8.3 billion worth of revenue and just have the state have it fall on the state like that.
So you want to get the conversation rolling and get this thing, get the process begun, knowing that there is work to be done.
Oh, definitely. I'm a conservative slash libertarian type Republican, but I'm not that out there.
All right. You use the term more fair, and I actually saw a quote in the Holland Sentinel that you said you felt the Taxpayer Freedom Act is the next step in creating a level playing field for all. Let's say you are a family of four and your income is in the neighborhood of the federal poverty guideline. It's $23,550 for this year. And we know there are a lot of people in the state who are in that financial straits. Doesn't that bigger sales tax take a much bigger chunk out of their earnings than it does for a family making $75,000 or $80,000 a year? Can you help us see how that's a level playing field for all?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up, because if you look at the absolute essentials of food and pharmaceuticals and things like that, those aren't taxed in Michigan. There is no state sales tax on food and the things that would be most essential. And then when we talk about fairness overall, this is about bringing jobs to Michigan as well. When we talk about those small businesses that can locate anywhere, we want the opportunity to be the first state in the Midwest to repeal this, so that perhaps that family of four making $23,000 has the opportunity to become a family of four making $30,000 or $35,000 or $40,000, which is what we could do if we were the flagship for bringing small business and industry to Michigan.
Now, you'd need a two-thirds vote in both the State House and State Senate to get this onto the 2014 ballot. Do you feel you have any chance of winning enough votes from Democrats to make that happen?
You know, I'll tell you, had you asked me 2 years ago, I would have said, no way, no chance, not going to happen. But a funny thing happened in the last couple of years. There was a special exemption or a loophole for people who had pension incomes that was eliminated. And that's, in fact, how the state income tax first came into being. There, in order to get it on the ballot and push it through, they promised the special loophole or the exemption for those who had pension income. And we're told that back in 68, when this initially passed, that's how they were able to get voters to put it in. Well, that loophole, that special exemption, is now gone, and it's near and dear to a lot of Democrats' hearts. So my argument to them is, you're right that nobody's going to be treated specially or have a special loophole anymore, but an awful lot of the emails and phone calls coming to our office regarding the challenges of income tax now are coming from people who weren't paying it before. And I wonder if that's not going to intrigue Democrats at least to give it a look.
State Representative Bob Janetsky spoke to us today from his home district in Saugatuck. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Cindy. Have a great day.